Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Welcome to the show.
Hello, friends. My name is Peter. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Today's topic is technology.
And our title is Clash of Coworkers. Clash of Coworkers. So, Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, everyone is playing this game that's really fun. But this fun game is now causing problems at the office between our coworkers.
Yes, it is. And we'll learn more about that today. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter to help us.
What's wrong with Linda? She's angry at Alex. He has ignored her over the last few days. And he stood her up because he was playing Clash of Clans. Ben and Rob have also played Clash of Clans too much. They need to be more responsible at work. Computer games can be relaxing, but they shouldn't take over people's lives.
So this game called Clash of Clans is really fun. Many of our coworkers really like playing the game.
Well, actually, our coworkers like the game too much. They are always playing the game, and that is making problems at the office.
Uh-oh, someone is angry at Alex. Well, instead of Clash of Clans, we are having a clash of coworkers in the office.
Yes, and we'll learn more about that, but first we should learn our key words for today. Friends, let's visit Jack. He can help us with these key words.
Hello, 今天 Linda 气坏了，她在生 Alex 的气。Linda is angry at Alex, 形容词 angry 就是生气的，因为过去这几天 Alex 都一直忽视她。He has ignored her for the last few days. 动词 ignore 就是忽视、不理睬。甚至昨晚约好了一起看电影 ,Alex 都失约了。He stood Linda up last night. 片语 stand someone up 就是对某人失约或是放对方鸽子了。其实 Ben 和 Rob 两个人也是一样，他们玩手游玩得太着迷了，Ben 觉得自己应该对工作更负责一点才是。I need to be more responsible at work. 形容词 responsible 就是尽责负责的。Ben 还说，这些游戏虽然可以让人放松，但是可不要让它接管了我们的生活。They shouldn't take over our lives. 片语动词 take over 在这里有夺去主权、掌控你的生活的意思。
Linda, what's wrong?
I'm so angry at Alex.
Oh? What did Alex do?
He's always playing that stupid smartphone game.
The game that Ben and Rob play too?
Yes. Alex and I had planned to see a movie last night, but he stood me up.
Because he was playing the game?
Yes. I'm so mad at him.
Uh-oh, we have a problem in the office.
What's wrong?
Linda is angry at Alex.
Uh-oh, is right. We can use the preposition at, or with in this sentence that you just used. I'm angry with Alex, or I'm angry at Alex.
So friends, why is Linda angry at Alex? What did Alex do?
Well, yesterday, Alex was playing Clash of Clans on his phone, but Linda needed help. Alex didn't help her. He didn't even pay attention to her. Why? It was because he was playing that game.
Yes. Linda says he's always playing that stupid smartphone game. She really doesn't like Clash of Clans.
And that's not all. Something else happened last night. Do you know what happened last night?
Oh, I remember. Alex and Linda had planned to see a movie last night, but he stood Linda up.
Ooh, that is bad, Alex. So, Alex and Linda were going to see a movie together, but it didn't happen.
No, it didn't. Alex stood her up. I can't believe it. And his reason is really stupid, too.
Ooh, well, did you want to explain what standing someone up means?
Well, I'm too angry right now.
Oh, okay. This is a bad thing to do to a girl. Stand someone up means you agree to meet someone, but then you don't show up. That person is left there waiting for you, and you never show up. You stood them up.
Yeah, that's not nice. Alex stood Linda up because he was playing that game. She is so mad at him.
Ooh, yeah, mad. Well, angry and mad mean the same thing. Well, we're learning a lot, and I think it's time to watch our next conversation. Let's see what happens. I hope Alex is okay.
Ben, I think we need to play Clash of Clans less.
Oh, why?
I just spoke to Linda and Taylor. They're upset with us.
Because we play Clash of Clans?
Well, because we play it too much. We really shouldn't be playing games at the office.
You're right, Rob. We need to be more responsible at work.
All the guys are playing Clash of Clans at the office. They really like this game. Well, they like too much of this game.
Yes, they are spending all their time playing this game. And now they are starting to see that this is becoming a big problem.
Yeah, Rob says, Ben, I think we need to play Clash of Clans less.
That is a great idea. And I think we need to learn more about this from Jack. Let's visit him right now.
Rob 对 Ben 说, I think we need to play Clash of Clans less. 我想我们需要少玩一点部落冲突的游戏。句尾的 less 是少一点的意思。它在这里是副词修饰动词 play, 所以是 play something less, 少玩一点某样东西。比如说有人运动过度受伤了，你就对他说 You need to exercise less. 或者你的朋友现在越来越少打电话给你了， He is calling me less and less. 这些都是 less 当副词修饰动词的说法。其实呢， less 也可以当形容词来修饰名词哦。 I need to eat less ice cream. 少吃点冰淇淋。如果你每天花11小时以上工作，那么 you need to spend less time at work.
Thank you, Jack. Less and more. So we say the verb first and then add the word less or more. Drink water more. Walk more.
Right.But if you talk about a noun, then you put less or more in front. Eat less potato chips. Add less sugar.
Those are great examples. And if you walk more, eat less sugar, and potato chips, you will be more responsible with your diet.
Peter, be more responsible.
Marie, be more responsible.
Well, we can all be responsible with today's...
Calendar phrase!
Be more responsible.
Be more responsible.
要更负责任。
Oh no, I forgot my lunch.
Be more responsible.
Oh no, I forgot my pencil.
Be more responsible.
Oh no...I lost my glasses.
Be more responsible!
Why should I be more responsible?
You're the teacher!
Oh, right. Be more responsible.
Be more responsible.
要更负责任。
So the girls at the office are upset with the boys at the office. We know what happened with Linda and Alex.
Yes, we do. And Rob says that they play Clash of Clans way too much. They really shouldn't be playing games at the office.
Have you ever played a game like this too much? What can you do?
Well, if you play a game too much, it would be nice to take a little break. Put your phone down and talk to a friend, or even do something else, like read a book.
Wow, well, it's not that easy, and we'll learn what some of our friends decide to do. But first, we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the show, friends. So, Peter, how do you apologize or say you are sorry to someone who is really angry at you?
Ooh, that's a good question. Usually I wait until they're not so angry so they can hear me. Maybe I'll write them a card or give them a present, but I usually like to talk to them face to face.
Oh, face to face. I like that idea the best. Well, let's find out what happens next. Here's conversation C.
Alex, stop playing Clash of Clans for a minute. I bought some flowers for you.
Huh? Why?
Give them to Linda. She's angry at you. Okay. I guess I've ignored her over the last few days.
Yes, we're playing Clash of Clans too much. Computer games can be relaxing, but they shouldn't take over our lives.
So the guys at the office really like playing the phone game Clash of Clans on their smartphones. But this had made some big problems at the office.
Yeah, but they have decided to play the game less. And now it's time to apologize.
Hey, that is a good word, Peter. Apologize means to say you are sorry. And Alex needs to say sorry to Linda.
Ah, that is a very good idea. Ben actually is helping him too. In this conversation, Alex is still playing on his phone, but Ben has bought some flowers. They are for Linda.
Oh, wow. What a great idea. Now, Ben talks with Alex. He asks Alex to stop playing the game for a minute.
Hey, maybe you and I can stop teaching for a minute. Jack can explain this phrase with us a little more.
Ben 叫 Alex 停下，先不要玩了。他说 ，Alex， stop playing Clash of Clans for a minute。句尾的 for a minute 表示一会儿一下子。虽然用了 a minute， 但是讲的不见得是一分钟哦。用一分钟只是为了强调一下子，时间不会太长。我们在生活中呢，常常会用到这种说法，比如 ，Can you come for a minute？ 你可以过来一下吗 ？I can stay。For a minute, 我可以留在这儿一下，或者 Please let me sit for a minute, 拜托让我坐一下吧。
Thank you, Jack. So let's get back to talking about these flowers.
Why?
Well, because Alex will say he is sorry to Linda.
What do flowers have to do with saying you're sorry?
Peter...Don't you know anything about girls?
Nope.
Well, if you make a girl angry, you need to apologize to her. But you can't just say that you're sorry. You have to give her flowers.
I have to give her flowers?
Well, you don't have to, but it is a really good idea. Girls like getting flowers, so remember that.
Oh, okay, I kind of understand. Wow, Ben is really smart, and he is a good friend. Yeah, Alex has ignored Linda for a few days.
Ben agrees. He says we're playing Clash of Clans too much. Computer games can be relaxing, but they shouldn't take over our lives.
That's a really good point. Wow, we need to be careful with what we do with our time. Well, I see we're out of time. We need to review. Here's those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Angry. Angry. I'm angry because you're late again.
Ignore. Ignore. Don't ignore me when I'm talking to you.
Stand up. Stand up. Tina said she was going, but she stood me up.
Responsible. Responsible. You can trust a responsible person.
Take over. Take over. Smartphones have taken over our lives. Friends, keep on practicing those key words. Right now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
Linda, what's wrong?
I'm so angry at Alex.
Oh? What did Alex do?
He's always playing that stupid smartphone game.
The game that Ben and Rob play too?
Yes. Alex and I had planned to see a movie last night, but he stood me up.
Because he was playing the game?
Yes. I'm so mad at him.
Ben, I think we need to play Clash of Clans less.
Oh, why?
I just spoke to Linda and Taylor. They're upset with us.
Because we play Clash of Clans?
Well, because we play it too much. We really shouldn't be playing games at the office.
You're right, Rob. We need to be more responsible at work. Alex, stop playing Clash of Clans for a minute. I bought some flowers for you.
Huh?
Why? Give them to Linda. She's angry at you.
Okay, I guess I've ignored her over the last few days.
Yes, we're playing Clash of Clans too much. Computer games can be relaxing, but they shouldn't take over our lives.
Ha ha ha! I've built villages, I've raised armies. Our alliance is so powerful.
Villages, armies, alliances. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's really great.
I don't care about that stupid game.
Stupid game? Ginger, that's not very nice.
Well, I'm angry.
Maybe so, but you shouldn't call my game stupid.
Oh, you're right. Your game just isn't stupid. It's not very smart, that's all.
What do you mean?
The game! It's taking over your life!
No, it's not. I'm just playing because it's relaxing.
Oh, Monkey Man! You need to be responsible!
Responsible?
Yeah, stop thinking of villages, armies, alliances! start thinking of important things.
Like what?
Like bananas.
Bananas? Yes.
I'm so excited about the concert tonight. The band is so good. And Handsome Harry is the lead singer.
He's so cool.
I know, and he's so handsome. I have 2 VIP tickets. I'm so excited.
That sounds so great. I really wanted to go, but, I mean, I was trying to get tickets. But I didn't actually...
I had hoped to get a ticket, but there are no more tickets.
I had hoped to get tickets, but there are no more tickets.
Yes, yes, that is a super sentence. I am Super Sentence Man, and the super sentence is somebody had, verb to, something else like this. I had hoped to get a ticket.
That's right, but there are no more tickets. I'm so sad.
Wait a minute. You should be happy.
Why?
Because you said a super sentence. And now it's your turn. Can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. I had planned to see a movie, but I have too much homework.
Ah, I had planned to see a movie, but I have too much homework. Super. Now, what super sentence should you say to your friend?
I had hoped to get a ticket, but I never did.
And that is how you use a super sentence. Why don't you say it with me? A super sentence every day will make your English great. Super! I'll see you two at the concert.
You're going too?
Well, of course I'm going. Handsome Harry is my cousin. See you later.
I wish I could go too.
You can go. I have 2 tickets, remember? One of them is for you.
Really? You're awesome. Friends, thank you for joining us on today's show. You know, this has been a fun thing to talk about. I mean, games are fun, and we all play them on our phones. But we should be careful. We don't want to have too much fun, right?
Well, yeah, we don't want fun things to be too much. It's easy for good things to take over our lives. So how can we be responsible?
Well, I think maybe we should set a time limit. You know, when you're on your phone playing a game, maybe you can say, you know, I'm going to spend 20 minutes playing this game, or 15 minutes. Then you can do something else.
Yeah, that's a really good way for these games not to take over your lives. Well, friends, it's been fun, but we have to go. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.